And now the early music show. Here's Lucy's Keeping.
In today's show, highlights from a concert given in St John's Smith Square, part of the 2015 London Festival of Baroque Music. This year, the festival celebrated the contribution of women, both as performers and composers, whose talents, for historical and social reasons, were often sadly overlooked. The focus of this concert is the woman who became one of the most celebrated of all French singers of the 18th century, the soprano Marie Fell. The adorable Nightingale, she was dubbed as she held Parisian audiences spellbound during one of the most glorious periods in France's musical history. And in her long and successful career, Marie inspired some of the greatest composers of the day. Over the next hour, we're going to be hearing some of the music she made famous by masters such as Rameau, Lalande, Mondainville, and the multi-talented Jean-Jacques Rousseau. As for the star of our concert, well, we're in for a real treat. She's one of today's most highly acclaimed sopranos, Carolyn Sampson, accompanied by Geoffrey Skidmore's fine band of musicians, Ex Cathedra. And to put it all in context, the performance was given a dramatic treatment with narration by King Louis XV himself, who's portrayed with all the dignity you'd expect by the actor Matt Barber. And I'll leave you now in his royal and capable hands. Settle down and enjoy the show.
Thank you. We are here to celebrate the life of Mary Fell. And I, Louis XV, am uniquely qualified to do so. When this very church of St. John was 8 years old, 1736 to be precise, in Paris there was a concert, one of the famous concerts spirituels. The chorus sang together, the orchestra played together, and one woman stepped forwards. She sang to God. She sang to me.
Oh.
1752, the querelle des bouffons. All the intellectuals start beating each other up, metaphorically speaking, about the relative merits of French and Italian opera. We kick off with Jean-Joseph Cassanea de Mondonville. Here is his Daphne el Asimadur, so Gallic it's written in the native dialect of the Languedoc. Marie, reunited with the warmth, the nature, the fields, flowers and birds of the south of her childhood. Italy fielded, amongst others, Joseph Hector Fioccio, professor of Greek and Latin and fine composer. Thank you. one all, I think. But it's a game of two halves, and no international battle would be complete without a spell of Swiss neutrality. So, here's philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau, moonlighting as a composer, writing for Marie Fell herself, as she alone, he wrote, knows how to sing. Salve Regina. Marie Fell arrives in Paris from Bordeaux, aged 21. There is not one opera, by the great Rameau that this fairy does not embellish, wrote Chateaulion. She gives it the preference over any other.
Son âme enchantée s'exprime par mes chants.
I never knew how little love there was in me until I heard her sing this, Rameau's gift to love, Teller's renunciation of the world in the wake of the loss of her beloved Castor to the underworld.
Thank you.
Marie Fell died on February the 2nd, 1794, aged 81. Her last concert spirituel had been on Christmas Day, 1769. Singing the same composer's music she had sung on her debut there 35 years before, Lalande's Cantate Domino. Sing ye to the Lord.
Thank you.
The Gloria from Cantate Domino of 1698 by Michel Richard de Lalande, sung by Carolyn Sampson with Ex Cathedra, conducted by Geoffrey Skidmore. And it ends that portrait of Marie Fell, which was recorded last week at St John's Smith Square as part of the 2015 London Festival of Baroque Music. Lucy's Keeping will be back next week with highlights from another concert from the festival. This one features female harpsichordists in 17th century France.
BBC Radio 4's epic drama, Homefront.
Why don't you and I grab an extra 40 winks?
Because I want to sit here, the empty streets, all nice and quiet.
Set exactly 100 years ago.
Makes me think of how things were.
Ivy.
Now it's streets full of soldiers and Canadians everywhere. People up all hours carousing.
Part of World War One on the BBC.
Daddy wouldn't buy me a bow.
I asked you nicely. Oh. But you had this coming.
Homefront returns tomorrow at midday and then available on the BBC Radio 4 website.
A glance ahead to Words and Music later this afternoon, 5:30. The actors Jack Loudon and Anna Madeley explore the theme The Code of the Road. The words in the programme are by Robert Frost, E.E. Cummings and Vladimir Nabokov, and the music is by Schubert, John Adams and Van Morrison. Words and Music at 5:30. BBC Radio 3. Now it's time for this week's Choral Evensong, which was first broadcast live last Wednesday from Lichfield Cathedral. The canticles were composed this year by Grayston Ives for the Cathedral Choir, and the anthem is from the early 17th century. See, See, the Word is Incarnate is Orlando Gibbons' setting of a text by Dr. Godfrey Goodman, who was Dean of Rochester from 1621 to 24. And his setting covers the whole story of Christ's birth, ministry, entry into Jerusalem, passion, resurrection and ascension. The service begins now with an antiphon for Ascension by Richard Lloyd, a former Lichfield Cathedral chorister. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Alleluia.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Alleluia, alleluia. I seek thee, the living among the dead. He is
welcome to Lichfield Cathedral and to those joining us in worship through radio. 2015 is the 700th anniversary of our choral foundation. We celebrate by having all our choristers, girls and boys, singing together with our lay vicar's choral. The canticles were specially commissioned for this anniversary year. The Lichfield service by Grayston Ives was premiered on Saturday at a service attended by nearly 100 members of the Friends of Cathedral Music. We sing the office hymn, Christ is the King, O Friends Rejoice. The choir now sings the psalm appointed for this, the 20th evening of the month, Psalm 104.